In the battle over the seat in Utah's 4th congressional district, Doug Owens is hoping to do this year what he couldn't do in 2014, defeat Republican Mia Love and become the lone Democratic voice in the Utah delegation. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
Inside the Mill Creek Senior Center last month, Doug Owens weaved through a large crowd, standing in line for the wildly popular salmon lunch. He greeted voters with enthusiasm.
How's it going today?
Yeah, I see you on television.
How are you doing?
You're running ads all over. You're running against me a lot, right?
Yeah, you must be from New York.
I'm from New York.
Nice.
For Owens, every vote counts in this tight race, a race he lost in 2014 to Republican Mia Love by about 7,000 votes. Back then, the seat in the 4th district was open after Democrat Jim Matheson announced his retirement. Owens' campaign message is simple. Lawmakers in Washington don't work hard enough for their constituents.
You know, 6 generations of my family have called this state home, and I'm doing this to try to put Utah first and be the kind of representative that's not going back there to enjoy the perks of office, but to remember who sent him there.
Owens says he wants Congress to work the way it did when his father, Wayne Owens, represented the 2nd District in the 70s and 80s. To restore that sense of cooperation, he has an ethics package he wants to pass.
It does away with automatic pay raises. It does away with self-promotional mass mailers. It does away with it wouldn't pay Congress if they can't pass a responsible budget.
Owens is trying to pin his criticisms of a broken Congress on his opponent. Instead of combing through Love's legislative record, Owens has largely tried to cast her as someone who enjoys the perks of office. He attacked Love over mailers he says were unethically financed by taxpayer dollars. Democratic political action committees have used the same tactics and poured money into ads like this one.
Love even voted against an historic bipartisan education bill because, with her busy social schedule, she didn't have time to read it. Mia Love, busy working for herself, not Utah. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Tim Chambliss is an associate professor with the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. He says the tactics employed by Owens and Democratic super PACs aren't resonating with voters.
And so we've seen the campaign focused on sub-issues and mini-dramas rather than the essential issues, I think, major public policy issues.
Mia Love is the first Black Republican woman to serve in the U.S. House. She says she wants her first 2 years in Congress to be judged based on her achievements.
So I don't shy away from who I am. I don't shy away from my gender or my color. I know I'm there because of more than that. I have a duty to make sure that I represent my people and represent them well.
In her first term, Love has sponsored legislation that would extend survivor benefits to families of deceased veterans. And she served on the powerful House Financial Services Committee.
I've been a pit bull for my district, and I'm just getting started. I've made it a point to make sure I keep the promises that I've made to them.
While claiming to defend conservative values in Washington, Love also points to her efforts to reach across the aisle.
I am the only Republican in the CBC, which is the Congressional Black Caucus. That allows me to bring a block of voters with us that no one has the influence of doing. As a matter of fact, David Scott from Atlanta, a Democrat who endorsed me and gave money to my election. Think about this. That hasn't happened anywhere.
She has tried to change her image to that of a office holder who's in the responsible position of governing rather than challenging.
Tim Chambliss says while Love is pointing to her accomplishments in her first term, Owens is trying to look more like the last Democrat to represent the 4th District.
He is acting the tradition of Jim Matheson, Utah Democrat, fiercely independent, fiscal conservative, social moderate, who does not identify with the National Party.
Created during redistricting efforts in 2011, the 4th is geographically the state's smallest district, encompassing southern Salt Lake County, parts of Utah County, and reaching into Juab County. Early on in the election cycle, analysts pointed to this race as one in Utah where a Democrat might have a chance of winning. Many predicted that the presidential race might have a down-ballot effect, with anti-Trump Republicans possibly casting votes for Owens. But during a recent debate, both candidates steered clear of the presidential race.
Hillary Clinton doesn't represent my values. Donald Trump doesn't represent my values. I have been looking into the other candidates. And, you know, again, this is I have not closed the door on the other candidates.
Now, I have said I am voting for my party's nominee, but I have not endorsed any candidate. I am not participating in any race. I am trying to do what I can for Utah.
Even debate moderator Ken Verdoya expressed surprise over the candidates' responses.
Apparently, I missed the distribution of 10-foot poles that occurred just before prior to the debate, because I've never been with two candidates in a debate setting where neither candidate would publicly endorse the top of their national ticket.
With Election Day in sight, most polls have Love leading Owens by double digits. But the Democratic challenger is still hopeful he can overcome 2014's 7,000-vote margin and head to Washington next year. Terry Gilday, KUER News.